Let's talk to Ira Windeman here from the Sun Sentinel for a few minutes. Ira, how you doing? You hear us okay?
I'm hearing you good. I'm sort of waiting for the Rachel Nichols story, but I'll talk a little heat if you want.
I'll get to it. Let's talk to you about this stuff first, okay? Yes,
sure.
I feel like Bob Greasy here. I'm teasing it for 30 minutes. It's not my intent. I just kind of forgot, you know, to get to the end of that story. First, I want to ask you about something that we talked about earlier in the show. You know, Royce White, former NBA first-round pick, he's playing in the Big Three League, you know, and he spoke, I guess, yesterday how Carmelo Anthony, that he has been blackballed from the NBA, and it doesn't make any sense that his boy LeBron would they would sign Jared Dudley and not Carmelo Anthony. And I feel like we're just using the term blackballed incorrectly here. Like, Carmelo Anthony's not, in my opinion, is not being blackballed. It's just because teams don't want to sign doesn't mean you're being blackballed.
You know, it's a really weird dynamic, Zaz, in that when you look at Carmelo's skill set and what he does and how the NBA is going, it would seem to be a fit. Then you look at a team like the Lakers that, for God's sakes, is giving tryouts to players like Joakim Noah and possibly Marcin Gortat and has no room for him. Look, if he's not being blackballed, then there have to be more black and white reasons why no one is interested. And obviously no one wants to come out and say Carmelo's a jerk. Carmelo demands his kind of playing time. But if those aren't the cases, if it's not being blackballed or singled out, it sure seems odd, because I'm sure you and I can go through NBA rosters of guys making minimum salaries, which Carmelo has admitted and agreed that he would have to accept at this point in his career. I find it hard to believe that there were 30 teams in the NBA who don't believe he would make them a degree better. But maybe on the other hand, what they're all doing is they're not saying what they really think because they feel there's no need to denigrate a guy who's not part of their team. Look, I think he can make the Heat better. But if the Heat are saying, hey, we would rather go with our young players and give a Kendrick Nunn or a Duncan Robinson more time, okay, at least that's a reason. I find it hard to believe that 29 other teams have reasons like that.
How different would Carmelo's situation be right now if he chose Miami last year instead of Houston?
Well, I just the way it ended in Houston, the fact that he had a really good game and then wasn't there at the end, I think the problem with Carmelo was this, is that he's gone into every situation still thinking he's the man. And at some point in your career, you have to step back. And as we know down here, Dwayne Wade stepped back for LeBron James. Dwayne Wade, even on last year's Heat, through the first half of the season, stepped back for Josh Richardson. Does Carmelo not have that in him? I think that's what NBA people think, that he simply only knows one way. Get the ball, shoot the ball, try to score as many points as he can. I think anyone, again, I'm not being a shill, and again, I don't work for the Heat or anything, but I think, Zaz, you know, even you know, the Heat have made players better players. The Heat have gotten players to buy in a little more. I think there were several points in his career. If Carmelo, even if he took the shorter extension deal with Denver and would have come instead of Chris Bosh, I'm not going to stand here and say that he wouldn't have been just as successful. I think the Heat have a way of making the players better teammates as well as better players.
Are you surprised with the annual rookie poll that just came out, where the rookies were polled on various different topics as far as their rookie class mm-hmm. is concerned, and Zion Williamson was not even close to being the leading vote getter as far as who's going to have the best career? It was Cam Reddish.
Yeah, I think players are sick of Zion standing alone in this rookie class. That doesn't mean that maybe he doesn't deserve to, but between the sneaker deal and the way the draft went down and everything, again, who was polled for that poll? It was fellow rookie players. I think jealousy is a reasonable word there, but I think they'd like to see a little more humility from Zion also. While they were busting their butts in summer league, he played about half a game and decided that he had enough also. So I think you're going to see some fellow rookies looking for that matchup and waiting for their moment to sort of size him up. Yeah, that has a lot to do with jealousy, but there have been very few drafts in recent years. Even when LeBron came out, there was still Carmelo and Dwayne and Chris Bosh. This, I think, is like there is number one and there's everyone else in the draft. And I think most people have already seeded Rookie of the Year to him because of that.
Well, I remember there was the year that LeBron came out. I remember that infamous interview clip with then-Cavalier Carlos Boozer, who was just mm-hmm. like, listen, you know, he's just a rookie. I don't know how much he's going to be able to do for us.
Yeah, I think even a lot of the veterans, like Boozer was at the time, are going to try to make a statement against Zion also. I think Zion's created a real rough path for himself. I'm not saying that he's not humble, but look, you know this, Zaz. He has the Duke thing going against him. NBA players hate Duke players. They think they're arrogant. That's no news there. The way he sort of handled himself going into the draft and the lottery, that he was the entire story, and then stormed out on lottery night when the Knicks got the number, when the Knicks didn't get the number one pick, and he didn't get, you know, to go where he can. So I think there's going to be some substantial growing pains for Zion also, and likely a lottery season based on how the West is shaking out.
Now, I think when we spoke to you last week, a couple hours after we spoke to you, the NBA schedule came out. Do you have any idea whether or not we're eventually going to get word that there's going to be a game this season and the Heat are going to announce that they're going to retire Dwayne Wade's jersey this season?
Oh, I think there absolutely is. And I think it's also a factor of, look, individual tickets went on sale Saturday. See what games aren't selling. I mean, look at last year. They retired Chris Bosh's number during a Magic game. Not a lot of people are saying, I need Magic tickets. They saw how that was setting up. There is no history with Chris Bosh. I could see if you retire Dwayne's number, you do it against the Bulls, his hometown team. You do it against the Lakers when LeBron can be here. But I think we both know the reality is you do it when you can sell tickets. And, of course, when Dwayne is available, when Gabby Union can be down here, when his son's not playing high school football. So I think there's a lot of scheduling factors, but I would not be shocked if it's a game against Atlanta or Charlotte or a team like that. I think mostly those nights tend to become nights you also try to sell a whole bunch of tickets.
I'll tell you, what you're saying makes sense, okay? But I'll tell you, if all things are equal and it's not a ticket sales issue and it's just, hey, well, let's pick what team we want to do it against, Ira, the answer is the Dallas Mavericks. That's who you do it against.
Petty.
That's the answer.
There's always an angle for you. And you know what? If you ask Dwayne, hey, Dwayne, what was the only team that didn't play a video tribute for you last season? He wouldn't, you know, in a moment wait on any of that. And, hey, Mark Cuban has a place in Miami, so maybe he could be there for the night. That would be the ultimate in-your-face kind of thing. I don't think that's how Mickey Arison operates. But, yeah, that would be a bit more. Yeah, that would be a bit interesting. I still remember when Dwayne went to the scorer's table last year in Dallas. Remember what happened?
The
Mavericks
him.
Rushed Dirk Nowitzki. No, not only that, they rushed Dirk Nowitzki to the scorer's table just so Dwayne couldn't come on the court. Instead, it was their own retiring guy. Yeah, that stuff never dies. It's crazy. Yes, the Heat, you know, got all those free throws and foul calls for Dwayne in 2006.
Get over it.
But they won a championship. The Mavs came back and beat the Heat. And yet it's almost like Mark Cuban is more obsessed with 2006 than he is the success of 2011.
Right. The losing hurt more than the winning felt good for him, which is stupid.
Yeah, it's just, you know, let it go already. He's Dwayne Wade, for God's sakes. He's headed to the Hall of Fame in 5 years.
But you do believe that they will do it this year.
Oh, I absolutely think they will do it this year because I think they realize there were others on the way. Look, this is shaping up as UD's last season.
Yep.
You have to do UD, maybe even at the end of this season. You know, the rare thing when a player's still playing, but certainly next season. And like it or not, and you could debate this another time, they are going to retire LeBron James's number. I have no question about that. So I think you've got to do these things in an orderly fashion. So Dwayne now, Udonis Haslam next, and eventually LeBron.
Yeah, I think doing two in one season, like if you don't do Wade this year and then next year you're doing Wade and Haslam in the same season, I don't think that's the way to do it. I think you do one in a season, that's enough.
And I'll tell you, and there's another name that you have to leave time for also, and I don't know what the banner's going to be, but there's going to be something for Pat Riley also, whether it's a statue with Dwayne outside, whether it's, I don't know, an Armani blazer or something going up there. But at Pat's age, you have to sort of look at your timing element also and saying, okay, when are we going to do Pat Riley? Because I think we would all agree that Pat deserves in some form to be in the rafters as well, alongside Michael Jordan and Dan Marino.
Good job, Ira. Thanks a lot, and listen, because coming up in a few minutes, I'm going to finish that story, okay?
Wait, she's still with Rachel Alexander. I'm waiting. Thanks, Zaz.
All right, there you go. That's Ira Winderman right there, Sun Sentinel.